Hare Krishna.
So we are finishing up the month of Kartik, and this month is particularly the month of Srimati Radharani. So I think that's the reason why Anantapuru asked me to give this presentation on Srimati Radharani, who is the personification of spiritual energy. And this is about how to change from being under the shelter of the material energy to being under the shelter of the spiritual energy. So we're looking at this concept of shelter, and we can ask ourselves when we have some difficulty in our life, when there's something we're struggling with, or when we look for happiness, or we're looking for some sort of satisfaction, what do we go to as a shelter? So some people eat, some people just go to sleep. Some people go to entertainment. Some people go to their family or friends. When we want to accomplish something in this world, if we want to get something done, to be something, to do something, so what do we use? Do we use our intelligence, our creativity? Do we use our power? Do we use our anger? Or do we use our humility? So here Srila Prabhupada is saying that each of us, as a small spiritual being, that we have to have some shelter, that none of us are completely independent. And here Srila Prabhupada is saying the external energy, the material energy, is also Krishna's energy, that Krishna has the spiritual and material energy, the internal and the external. So the external energy is also Krishna's energy, but it's not an energy that helps us. When we take shelter of the external energy, although it's also Krishna's energy, it doesn't benefit us. So this is the question. I hope you like that. This is the question. What energy do we want to take shelter of? Do we want to take shelter of the spiritual energy or the material energy? Now, what do these two energies mean? So material energy basically means the energy that allows us to believe that we are separate from God. That's what the material energy means. The energy that allows us to be an illusion, that allows us not to see things as they are, but to perceive things as they are not. Just like even in everyday life, sometimes something happens, but we interpret that in a different way than what it actually is. Someone does something nice for us, and we interpret it that they did something nasty to us. Yes, this sort of thing happens. We get the wrong story, and later we find, oh, I got the wrong story. So the material energy or the external energy means getting the wrong story about my identity, about my purpose, imagining that I am separated, imagining that I am this body, that I am this mind. Now, that ability to do that is a spiritual energy. That's what's so fascinating. So the ability to think that you're a material being is a spiritual energy. The ability to think that I am separate from God, that is a spiritual energy. Because everything is Krishna's energy. And the spiritual energy is understanding the truth. The spiritual energy is understanding. I am a part of God. I am a spiritual being who temporarily is covered by a subtle body and a gross body. Now, these energies are also persons. So all of the energies are personalities. There's no just energy like floating light. All energies are persons. So Radharani is the personality of the spiritual energy. And there's really no difference between Krishna and his energies. So Radha and Krishna are really one person. You know, some people talk about, well, is God ultimately masculine or feminine? And we understand that God is masculine and feminine because God is complete. Om Purnam Adah Purnam Idam. He's complete. And therefore, he's both the masculine and the feminine energies. But they also appear as two separate personalities. Now, this spiritual energy, which is the energy of truth, of reality, is also the energy of love. That Radharani is the personification of love. You know, we've talked a bit about what does it mean? What does love mean? And we could say that love means that I see the good in you. I appreciate you. Right? I may know about your faults, but I appreciate you. And love is also about that I really value you. That you're important to me. I not only appreciate you, but you're important to me. And that love is also about that I'm there for you. You're there for me, I'm there for you, about shelter. And so this is love. And Radharani is the personification of Krishna's love. In Sanskrit, her energy is called Ladini, which means to nourish and to give pleasure. And not only does she nourish Krishna, but she gives nourishment and pleasure to all spiritual beings, to all souls. And again, you cannot say that there's a difference between Krishna and his internal energy of Radharani. So we're going to be focused particularly on this verse from the Bhagavad Gita.
Mahatmanasumang pratyam daivin prakriti mahasita. Vajantya nanna manasu netya bhutadi mabhayam.
So Mahatmanas, Atma is the self. Atma can sometimes, just like if we say myself, we can be talking about our body, our mind, or our real self. So Atma in Sanskrit is also used like that. In this case, it's speaking about the real spiritual self. Maha means great. So a great soul, that doesn't mean that some souls are geometrically larger than other souls. But a Mahatma, or a great soul, is someone who's realized themselves. So, two, but, mom, me, Partha is who Krishna is talking to, Arjuna, daivim, spiritual, prakritim, energy, asritaha, shelter. So those who are enlightened beings are those who are under the shelter of reality. Bhajantinanda manaso gyatva buddhani mayam. That they're always, if their minds are absorbed in worshiping me. So if we want to know, all right, let's say we're a little interested. Well, maybe instead of taking shelter of falsity and illusion and the material energy, maybe I'd like to take shelter of the reality and the spiritual energy of Radharani. But what will be the benefits? Why should I do that? What will I get out of it? And then we'll also look at how do we take shelter. So why should we take shelter of Radharani? And then hopefully if we're convinced about why, then we'll look at how, both in general and in specific. So what are the benefits when we take shelter of Srimati Radharani? And I'm going to be asking you guys this, all right? There's going to be a little quiz. Yes? Okay. All right. Sorry, I was a teacher for a long time, so we sometimes give quizzes. So here's the first benefit, that we get protection. We get protection. So one time, one devotee said to Srila Prabhupada, Sometimes I fall into Maya. Maya is another name for illusion. Sometimes I fall into Maya. And Prabhupada said, no, you are always in Maya. Sometimes you fall into Krishna. So when we take to the spiritual path, it may not always be easy. And we make a decision, I'm going to be like this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to be this kind of person. And then, you know, we fail, yes? Okay. So when we're under the protection of the spiritual energy of Srimati Radharani, we get protection. We get protection. Now, how do we get this protection? Also, we get intelligence. So that is the real protection, is if you can see what to do and what not to do. Just like Krishna says that in the mode of goodness, one can see what is to be done and what is not to be done, what is binding and what is liberating. So in the spiritual energy, which is above even goodness, then one gets full spiritual intelligence. One can understand everything in the proper perspective and see everything. And one can know, oh, this is something that will help me spiritually, and this is something that will not help me spiritually. And that's how one is protected from fall down. One is protected from fall down by being given proper intelligence and proper guidance. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? Yes? So when we make decisions in our life, we generally don't know what the results of those decisions are. Right? Right? Most of us, we don't see the future. So we never know, you know, when I get into my car today, am I going to break down at the side of the road? Am I going to get an accident? Am I going to get to my destination on time? Am I going to get in a traffic jam? You know, we just don't know. What to speak of the really big things in life? Who should I marry? What kind of job should I get? Where should I live? We don't have the proper intelligence to make good decisions. So when one is under the shelter of Srimati Radharani, of the internal energy, one gets his spiritual intelligence. So protection and intelligence, and then perfection. So it's a very nice verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Manusyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatitam api siddhanam kaschin mam beti tatvitaha. That out of many, many thousands of people, one will try to become spiritually perfect. And of all those who achieve perfection, hardly one of them will come to the ultimate spiritual realization of Krishna's personality. So it's very nice that on this spiritual path, even if one doesn't reach full perfection in one's life, one will take a good birth in the next life with the ability to continue on the spiritual path. And Krishna talks about that. Bahunam janmanam mante ganamamam prapajate vasudevam sarvam iti sa mahatma sadur labaha. That after many births and deaths, that one will come to full knowledge. But do we really want to take many births and deaths? Anybody here want to take many, many lifetimes for perfection? No? No? We'd like to reach perfection in this lifetime. Would that sound good? Okay. So if one's under the shelter of the internal energy, then one can achieve perfection. It's quite common that among those who are trying for spiritual life, including those of us in the Hare Krishna movement, not everybody's really going to achieve perfection immediately, is it? Right? Different people have different amounts of sincerity. By the way, this photograph is taken of Radhakund and Shamakund in the rainy season. And the, I'll show you. Okay, here's the joining place, the Sangram, between Radhakund and Shamakund. Here's Radhakund here. And you see we have Radharani's picture there and Shamakund on the other side. And the water is covering the joining place there. The two kunds are going together. And that happens, doesn't even happen every rainy season. It happens only when there's, you know, a lot of rain. And unfortunately, there's people there who make their living by giving people tours and by telling people how to worship the kunds. So when everything's flooded like this, they can't get any money. And so they won't leave it like this for more than a day or two. You know, they'll pump out the water. Yeah. Unfortunately, even in a holy place. Okay, so perfection. And one who gets the lotus feet of Radharani will also get the lotus feet of Krishna. So as soon as one gets under the shelter of the spiritual energy, then one will achieve God. When you come under the shelter of truth, of spiritual energy, of love, then one will achieve God. And then another benefit is one will make very rapid spiritual advancement. So this is a question we get asked a lot all over the world. You know, how can I make it faster? How can I make it faster? Of course, I had one friend who called me up once and said, "Armila, my spiritual life is becoming really dry and unsatisfying. I'm just not getting any kind of pleasure or reciprocation from any of my spiritual practices." We were talking for about a half an hour. And then at one point he said to me, "You know, I've been really praying to Krishna, don't go too fast. Go really slowly." I said, "Well, no wonder everything's drying up." So when one takes shelter of Srimati Radharani, when one takes shelter under the spiritual energy, then advancement will be very rapid. Advancement will be very rapid. Do you know why that is? How that works? So we were talking about how Radharani gives one's intelligence. So what happens is, as Krishna also explains in the 10th chapter, Gyanadipena Bhashvata, that one's heart lights up with transcendental knowledge. One can see things as they are. One will be able to see clearly what is spiritual and what is material, what is illusion and what is reality. And with that clear vision, one can make the spiritual choices very easily. And when one makes good spiritual choices very easily, then one's advancement is very rapid. So does anybody remember what benefits we get? Intelligence, what else? Protection, what else? Perfection, and? Yes, and? Advance quickly, and? One more? Krishna's lotus feet. One gets God himself. All right, now how do we do that? Does that sound good? Everybody interested? Do you like that? Not sure, huh? Okay, so how do we do that? So how do we get under the shelter of the spiritual energy? First, we're going to look in a very general way, and then we're going to look in a very specific way. So the way to get under the shelter of the spiritual energy is especially to engage in the mission of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, because they show us how to take shelter of Srimati Radharani, the spiritual energy. And this is because Radharani, we talked about how she is the energy of pleasure, she's the personification of love, she's also the personification of compassion. So Krishna has a quality of compassion, and that quality is also personified in Radharani. And when God himself is feeling very compassionate, then he appears as the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya. And particularly, Lord Chaitanya taught us to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, but also to teach others. Also to teach others. And someone told me that this, using the word preaching is not very politically correct anymore. Teaching or sharing, we should change it to something like that. So why is this very much put us in the mood of Srimati Radharani? Because Radharani, as a spiritual energy, her desire is to bring everyone to truth. Because she's the personification of love and she has no envy. So you know what envy is. Envy isn't just, I want what you have, but envy is also, I don't want you to have what I have. You know, envy, so I have a nice car, and okay, my neighbors, it's okay if they have a nice car, but it better not be quite as nice as mine. You know, their kids shouldn't be quite as smart as mine, they shouldn't have quite as much money as mine. Right? I remember many years ago, one of my students gave me a beautiful shawl from Nepal, and I looked at it and thought, oh, wow, I am so special. Look at this, it was like rainbow colored. And I was like, really, oh, this is my special shawl. So the next morning I wore it when I went to the temple, and guess what I saw when I looked around the temple room? All the ladies had a shawl like that. And then I wasn't happy. I thought, oh, I wanted to be special. I wanted to have something that everyone else doesn't have. So that's envy. Envy is, you know, oh, everybody has one? Then it's no good anymore. So Radharani is just the opposite. She has no envy. So her mood is, I want everybody to love Krishna. I want everybody to find the bliss of enlightenment and love and service to Krishna. I don't want anybody to be left out. And therefore, a way to take her shelter is to get in that mood ourselves. To get in the mood that I want to help everyone to come to real happiness. And then, of course, chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, the word Hare in the Hare Krishna mantra is Srimati Radharani. And this is one way that Srila Prabhupada explains the mood of chanting, that I'm very embarrassed serving the material energy. And it is embarrassing, isn't it? Isn't it? I mean, the body itself is rather embarrassing. And I think for most of us, even our mind is embarrassing, yes? Maybe some of you have a very pure mind and you don't find it embarrassing. And then material service means, as soon as one thinks one's separate from Krishna. So what does that mean? That means we're serving things like anger, right? Like I'm working with this one couple where they're really trying not to fight so much. They were fighting a lot. And the man wrote me a letter and he said, my wife's come home really late the last two nights, so now I have to smash her. Not literally, physically, but verbally. And what does that mean? That means that somebody's under the service of anger, yes? I have to yell at her. I have to be mean to her. I can't be nice to her. And that's embarrassing, right? Then after we're mean and cruel, then the next day or the next hour, we're, why did I do that? Why did I say that? So I'm so tired of being embarrassed by serving illusion and falsity. Please let me serve love and truth. And of course, we serve in Lord Chaitanya's mission under the guidance of a spiritual master, under the guidance of a guru, who helps us learn specifically how we can take shelter of the internal energy. And in our line, we especially understand this internal energy through the teachings of the six Goswamis, prominent disciples of Lord Chaitanya. Now, the six Goswamis wrote many, many books about Radha and Krishna and how to take shelter of this internal energy. So more and more of these books have been translated into English and other languages. I don't know how many of them are in Slovenian. Not very many. And of course we have the Nectar Devotion, right? You must have that in Slovenian. You don't have the Nectar Devotion in Slovenian? Seriously? Wow. Oh my. Well, good thing so many of you know English, huh? But it'd be nice if we could have these books in Slovenian. So here's one example of how Srila Prabhupada describes the process of taking shelter of Radharani. And sometimes he describes this in a little different way. So sometimes people read this and they say, well, it's said a different way in a different place. But here he's saying that if we want this perfect stage of associating with Radha and Krishna, that we surrender to Lord Chaitanya, which means teaching others and sharing others' Krishna consciousness. And then Lord Nityananda will be pleased, and then all of the dirt in our heart, all of our material desires means a desire to be the center, the desire to be the Lord of everything and have everyone else do whatever I want. So that becomes free from our heart. And then we're able to enter into the ultimate realm of Vrindavan, and there in the ultimate realm, under the guidance of the six Goswamis, we can understand Radha and Krishna. So here's the next verse after Mahatmanas Tumam Partha.
Satatam Ketantamam Jatantasya Dhirabrata Namasantasya Mahabhaktya Nitta Jukta Upasati.
So now we're starting to go into specifically what do we do. We talked about generally following Lord Chaitanya, having a spiritual master, having this mood of helping others. But now we're going to go very specifically, what does it mean to take shelter of Radharani? And here, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita is giving us satyatam, always, kirtayantamam, always chanting Krishna's glories, always being absorbed in the glories of the spiritual by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and other spiritual mantras, but also by having one's consciousness always absorbed. Taking great vows, vrata has a vow, dhrita means great, to take some great vows. So for a materially conditioned person to say, I'm going to dedicate myself to truth, that is a pretty great vow. Namasyantas, bowing down, offering respects. Nitya yuktu pasute, always worshipping. So one way that we can take shelter of Radharani is by worshipping the deity form. Of course, here in this temple, we don't have a deity of Radharani, but even a painting of Radharani, and decorating and cooking for her and chanting for her. And we can certainly pray to her.
Today is the auspicious day of Radharani's appearance, so you should offer Pushpanjali, pray to Radharani that Radharani, kindly be merciful, tell about me to your Krishna. To your Krishna. Krishna is your. Krishna, Radhar Krishna. Krishna is not independent. Krishna is Radharani's property. So you have to approach Krishna through Radharani.
So this is a very interesting idea of God. Yet although God is a supreme independent, Swarat, nobody is more independent, yet he feels himself to be owned by his beloved, who, of course, is just simply part of himself. But this concept that God is controlled by love, the God who is independent, the God who is everything and everywhere, that he gives himself to love.
We should worship Radharani first. That is our business. Instead of offering directly one flower to Krishna, you just put it in the hands of Radharani. My mother Radharani, Jagan Mata, if you kindly take this flower and offer to Krishna. Oh, Radharani, oh, you have brought a flower.
So we can worship Radharani in that way. We can also hear about Radharani's qualities. Now, again, as we said, she's the personification of compassion. And also, of course, the Lord and his associates are always youthful and full of luster and light and effulgence. Now, this is very interesting. It said that Radharani's ornaments are these symptoms of ecstasy, and these are what's called the sattvika bhavas. These are the involuntary symptoms of love and ecstasy. And what's interesting is this concept of ecstasy. So we often talk about love means that I care about the happiness of the person that I love. I'm not going into the relationship thinking, what can I get for myself from this person, but what can I give this person to show my love? So how is it that when we talk about the limits of love, we talk about the person who's loving being in ecstasy? And in fact, we have, of course, Lord Chaitanya in his prayer. He's saying, when will my eyes be decorated with tears of love flowing constantly when I chant your holy name? When will my voice choke up? And when will the hairs of my body stand on end at the recitation of your name? And there's a very nice expansion of this verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Das Kaviraj writes, Prema Dana Bina Vyarta Daridra Jivana Dasa Kori Beitan Mori Deha Prema Dana. So, Prema Dana. Prema means love. Dana means wealth. So, Prema Dana Bina without Vyarta. Arta is something valuable. So, Vyarta means it has no value. It's useless. So, Prema Dana Bina Vyarta. Without the wealth of love, useless. Daridra. Daridra means, what does daridra mean? Poor. So, vyartha daridra jivana. Jivana is life. So, without the wealth of love, life is useless and poor. Dasa kori. I would like to be your servant. Betan mori. Betan means a salary. So, he's making a job application. Lord Chaitanya. He's, of course, he's Krishna, but he's in the mood of a devotee, and he's saying, Dasa Kori Beta Mori. I want to be your servant, and I want a salary. So sometimes there's a controversy. Should devotees get a salary? So Lord Chaitanya asks for a salary. Beta means a salary. So it's bona fide. Dasa Kori Beta Mori. I want to be your servant, I want a salary. What salary does he want? Deha Prema Dana. Deha, please give me. Prema Dana, please give me the wealth of love. That's what I want. And it's interesting, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati translates that verse, instead of saying with the salary of love, he says with the salary of ecstasy. He says, I want ecstasy to be my pay. So this may seem very confusing, and Krishnadas Kaviraj in the Chaitanya Charitamrita talks about how is it that the saintly persons, those who have no material desires, no selfish desires, are asking for ecstasy, are asking for this unlimited bliss, so much happiness, so much bliss, that you can't even control all the manifestations of it, that you can't just keep it under control. It ends up being exhibited. So if we think about this, when we love somebody, right, what is it we want from somebody that we love? We want them to be happy by our association. Isn't that what we want? When we love someone, that's really what we're looking for, that we can make them happy. We get our happiness from making them happy. So if someone sees this and says, oh, I'm so happy to see you, that's our happiness in a loving relationship. So when we become completely overwhelmed with happiness on account of our relationship with the Supreme, on account of our relationship with Krishna, that's what brings Krishna the most happiness. So Krishna gets very happy when he's the impetus for our happiness. Does that make sense to everybody? Everybody follow that? That's really the greatest thing you can give Krishna. I mean, Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Pulam Trayam Yome Bhakti Prajati Tadaham Bhakti Paritam Ashnami Paritatmanaha. You can give me a little leaf, a little flower, a little fruit, a little water with love, and I'll accept it. But what really makes Krishna happy is when we become so happy to serve him. So happy to be with him. So happy to be connected with him. Then he becomes very happy. So our happiness is his happiness, and his happiness is our happiness. And that is love. So Radharani, as the personification of love, she's always showing these symptoms of happiness. And here Radharani is talking about Krishna's flute. And she's admiring Krishna. So we understand, of course, Krishna as the supreme musician, that he's always playing his flute and attracting everyone with the sound of his flute. And we know when Krishna plays his flute that the rivers flow backwards, right? The rocks melt. Everything reverses its nature on hearing God himself play his flute. So this is Radharani's meditation. Now, not only does Krishna's flute have that effect, but Radharani's singing also has that effect. And Radharani's mood is that the world is useless without Krishna. So taking her shelter means also to imbibe this mood. Of course, can you see Krishna there? Can you find him? Yeah, he's hiding behind the tree, right? So she's saying that there's no use to hearing and seeing and thinking if it's not connected with Krishna. This is the essence of the spiritual energy. The essence of the spiritual energy is to see how everything is connected, how everything is connected with Krishna. And the essence of illusion is to imagine that there's a disconnect. Like Prabhupada says, the whole world is full of Krishna singing, but it's appreciated differently. And taking shelter of Radharani, of course, also means meditating on the supreme activity of Radha and Krishna, the rasa dance. So this is from Ananda Vrindavan Champu. And Krishna called the gopis to come dance with him by playing on his flute. and they all had perfect rhythm. This rasa dance is the ultimate expression of this dancing and singing with Krishna, that the world is full of Krishna singing and dancing. And Prabhupada said, and we should dance with Krishna, not alone or with somebody else. Also taking shelter of Radharani, meditating on her other activities. And this is such a funny thing. This is when one of Radharani's friends said, why are you arguing with Krishna about giving something small? She said, if you've already sold the elephant, you don't argue about giving the rod. So this is also the case of most people on the spiritual path, that we say, okay, I'm really going to give myself to spiritual life. I'm going to give everything. And then we hold on to little things. Well, I'm not going to give that. I'm not going to give that. I'm going to keep this little corner of my life for illusion. You know, I'll mostly give myself to truth and love and spirituality, and then I'll keep this corner of my heart for selfishness. And there's Radharani with Krishna and her friends. Now, all the liberated, enlightened beings in the spiritual world, they're all interested in bringing Radha and Krishna together, in bringing Krishna together with his pleasure energy. And here we see one of Krishna's cowherd boyfriends. He's also saying, yes, if you give me some sweet, then I will help you to be in the association of Radharani. We can meditate on the beauty of Radharani. This is a very nice description. This is from the Nectar Devotion. And I'm sorry you don't have that in Slovenian. So it's funny, the Nectar Devotion is one of Prabhupada's books that I'm reading through again, and I just read this morning, this particular section about Radharani's beauty and how Krishna tells his friends that after looking at the beauty of Radharani, that nothing else seems beautiful to him. So this is the most, what is the most beautiful? The most beautiful is truth and love and compassion, and Radharani as the personification of truth and love and compassion has beauty without limit as the feminine form of God. So, as a good teacher, we will give you a little summary. So, by taking shelter of the spiritual energy, we get protection from fall down, intelligence to achieve Krishna's shelter, Krishna's lotus feet, perfection, and fast advancement. And we take that shelter in a general way by being in the mission of Lord Chaitanya and the guidance of a guru, learning from the six Goswamis, chanting Hare Krishna, serving Radha, praying to her, and as we just did, meditating on her qualities and her activities. So again, the main verse that we've been meditating on tonight. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible.
Krishna Manobala
So hope you enjoyed that.